Blackstone Audiobooks presents Basic Economics, A Citizen's Guide to the Economy by Thomas Sowell. Chapter 1. What is economics? You can't have it all. Where would you put it? Ann Landers. Virtually everyone agrees on the importance of economics, but there is far less agreement on just what economics is. Among the many misconceptions of economics is that it is something that tells you how to make money, or run a business, or predict the ups and downs of the stock market. But economics is not personal finance or business administration, and predicting the ups and downs of the stock market has yet to be reduced to a set of dependable principles. To know what economics is, we must first know what an economy is. Perhaps most of us think of an economy as a system for the production and distribution of the goods and services we use in everyday life. That is true as far as it goes, but it does not go far enough. The Garden of Eden was a system for the production and distribution of goods and services, but it was not an economy because everything was available in unlimited abundance. Without scarcity, there is no need to economize, and therefore no economics. A distinguished British economist named Lionel Robbins gave the classic definition of economics. Economics is the study of the use of scarce resources which have alternative uses. Some optimists have said that we now live in an era of abundance, and some pessimists have said that we are entering an era of scarcity. Both are wrong. The wide range of goods and services available to us vastly exceeds what past generations and past centuries had to offer. But every era has always been an era of scarcity. What does scarce mean? It means that what everybody wants adds up to more than there is. This may seem like a simple thing, but its implications are often grossly misunderstood, even by highly educated people. For example, a feature article in the New York Times laid out the economic woes and worries of middle-class Americans, one of the most affluent groups of human beings ever to inhabit this planet. Although the story included a picture of a middle-class American family in their own swimming pool, the main headline read, "The American Middle, Just Getting By." Other headings in the article included, "Wishes Deferred and Plans
Sample Complete. Ready to continue?"